This is a Fox News alert. Results rolling in. I'm Lisa Lucera. It's 11 o'clock in New York, and polls have just closed in four more states. We have more races to call. We begin in Washington, where the Fox News Decision Desk says that Democratic incumbent Patty Murray has a lead over Republican challenger Tiffany Smiley. This race is too early to call and may not be called tonight. But there are no surprises in California. Democratic Senator Alex Padilla is projected to win his first full term. And in the Oregon Senate race, we can also project that Democratic Senator Ron Wyden has won his fifth full term in office, defeating GOP candidate Joe Ray Perkins. Wyden was first elected in 1996. In Pennsylvania, Fox News can project that Democratic Attorney General Josh Shapiro will defeat Republican challenger Doug Mastriano. In Ohio, the governor's race has been decided, while the Senate race there and in the other battleground states have not. Fox's Tom Graham has this live.
Now, Lisa, the governor's race in Ohio, quick to be called.
To the people of Ohio, thank you.
Fox News Decision Desk giving the nod to Republican Governor Mike DeWine as the Senate race there still too close to call between a leading Republican J.D. Vance and his opponent, Congressman Tim Ryan. Now, the Senate race in Nevada and Arizona also razor thin as results do trickle in those states. And in Pennsylvania, the battle for an open U.S. Senate seat remains neck and neck between Republican Mehmet Oz and Democrat John Fetterman. It's a similar story in a contentious Georgia Senate race between Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock. Lisa.
Tom, New York Senator and current Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has won re-election, calling it humbling.
I vow to you and to all New Yorkers, I will work just as hard to make this new term every bit as impactful.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Some breaking information from the Fox News Decision. In New Hampshire, we are ready to make a major race call. The Fox News Decision Desk projects that New Hampshire Democratic Senator Maggie Hassan will retain her Granite State seat, defeating Republican Senate candidate Don Bolduc. In Iowa, the Senate race there, the Republican Chuck Grassley will retain his seat, defeating Democratic candidate Mike Franken. Louisiana, the Fox News Decision Desk can also project that Louisiana Senator John Kennedy will win a majority in his race and avoid a runoff. For governor, Oklahoma, Republicans can also breathe a sigh of relief there. Our Decision Desk can project that incumbent Republican Governor Kevin Stitt will hold for another term, defeating his Democratic rival, Joy Hofmeister. The Fox News Decision Desk projects Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will serve another term as the leader of that state.
This place just erupted when the news came out that we were calling it for Ron DeSantis. If there's one star of this election so far, it's got to be Florida's governor. 4 years ago, just think how far he's come, squeaking out a victory in the governor's race by less than 1% only after a recount. Now tonight, this is simply a dominant performance. And if you look at the numbers, the demographics, a key one is going to have to be the Hispanic vote. He was able to pull it off and carry Miami-Dade County, a Democratic stronghold, the first Republican to do that for 20 years.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Tampa and Pennsylvania. Could be a while before we see results of the Senate race.
Polls have closed in Pennsylvania and voting is winding down as we now watch to see the results. The Senate race between Democratic candidate John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz is being closely watched. The results could play a pivotal role in control of the Senate.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Voters in five states deciding whether to approve recreational marijuana. The first result came in Maryland. Voters approved legalization there. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.